The Torah tells us that when they respond to the spies, so Yoshua ben Nun v'Kaleb ben Yefuneh min ha'Torim es'aretz karu bigdeihem. The two of them, after they tear their clothing, they say Vayomro kol adas ben Yisrael le'mor ha'aretz asher avarnu bala torosa. This land which we've gone to tour it, to spy it out, tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. Why would the Torah go ahead and tell me the concept called ma'od ma'od? Now, if you want to express something that's an important idea, so in the Torah, you're not going to waste any words. We know that we had in Parshas Naso the idea of Amen, Amen, that after they put the woman up, they tell her what's going on, she has to say Amen, Amen. So Amen, Amen is Amen for different things. What could Ma'od, Ma'od actually be? So understand this, that when the Torah says Ma'od, Ma'od, it's not for emphasis. There's no poetic license that we're going to use. As much as there might be poetic license, the Torah is not going to use an extra word, just her letter of emphasis here. So ma'od ma'od, on the one hand, means there's a tremendous depth to it. Whatever ma'od could be, the extra ma'od must be there's something else there. We're going to look at the Netziv. The Netziv tells us over here that the word ma'od ma'od, or the whole concept, tov haaretz ma'od ma'od, is that whenever we have a concept called tov, every tov that exists has a ra that's inside of it. Whatever the tov is, too much of a good thing could lead to a bad thing. So like if you talk about food, food could be tov, but that tov, or however, even if it's tov ma'od, too much of it could lead to some negative consequences that happen because of that food. Certainly when it comes to certain pleasures, that could also lead to that. Kol tov tmidi mavach ein hergesh betova, od kruch ra hanhagel ragel ha'tov. When you become accustomed to that tov can also lead to a ra that exists. Without giving examples in this, but this is the concept of something that could be tov, even tov ma'od. But when you have something ma'od ma'od, says the Netziv, what it actually means over here is that the tov that's in Eretz Yisrael is not like the tov that exists for everything else. The tov in Eretz Yisrael will keep a person to the level of tov. So the land of Israel is good for the Jewish people, but it also actually keeps us in a state of goodness, which means we won't deviate. Due to the fact that we'll be living in the land, with whatever the land offers us, it will give us the bracha that will keep us following in the ways of Hashem and won't cause us to deviate. Sheina tov sheba machti harbe. The tov that's in it does not cause it a person to sin very much. Ki ashkocha sholetis biyoter lahanish umemela hargasha tov harbe. Says the Netziv, the Tov that exists in the land of Eretz Yisrael has the idea that Hashkacha Pratis, the divine providence, will cause it that a person who is living in the land and following the rules of the land will be able to not only do good and live good, but also knows that there's punishment associated when you don't do the things that are appropriate. And therefore the goodness that a person is going to feel there will actually keep them in line. And so that's one of the things that we talk about when something's good for a person. When something's good for a person, not only do they want to experience the pleasures of it, but you want that to also keep you in line so it doesn't cause you to deviate from negative things. The land of Eretz Yisrael has this, that because of Hashkacha Pratis, the way Hashem guards over us, that causes a person and prevents a person from actually sinning.